Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Helen.
And I'm Rob. Hello. Helen, are you feeling okay? You're looking a bit tired.
I am. I haven't been sleeping very well. I have so much revising to do for my exams.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
I don't know. I've got assignments to write, exams to take, and look at my house. It's a mess. I've got to tidy up.
Oh, calm down. Anyway, when are your exams?
In 3 months' time.
3 months? Oh, that's ages. Helen, you need to take a chill pill.
A chill pill? Oh, right. Let's have a look. Paracetamol. Aspirin? No, I haven't got any chill pills.
You won't find them there, Helen. Chill pills aren't real. When you tell someone to take a chill pill, you're telling them to calm down and relax. So, Helen, relax. Chill.
Oh, right. Thanks. So the doctor isn't going to give me one?
Well, I'm sure he could give you something to help you relax, but this idiom is just a saying to give someone some friendly advice, as you can hear in these examples.
Stop shouting at the referee and take a chill pill.
She was getting so stressed about what her boss said to her that I told her to just take a chill pill. Everything would be fine.
My wife's working so hard, she needs to take a chill pill. Otherwise, she'll make herself ill.
OK, so we know to take a chill pill really means to relax or calm down. You're right, Rob. I will take a chill pill and I will chill out.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes, in fact, I think I'll go shopping, get my hair done, maybe book a holiday. There's no point worrying about some silly exams, is there? See you later, Rob.
Hold on, Helen. I think perhaps you've taken too many chill pills. I mean, these are quite important exams and you need good grades if you want to get a better job.
Oh, relax, Rob. You know what you need to take?
A chill pill?
You said it.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.